I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I'm going to be very respectful of her. I think she deserves that, and I'm going to be nice. And you really never know exactly how it's going to turn out, and that's why we're going to have a lot of people watching.
That's right. There'll be a lot of people watching tonight. By some estimates, as you heard in our newscast, 100 million people may be watching tonight as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton face off at Hofstra University. What will we expect from Donald Trump? Perhaps giving us a little guidance on that front is Representative Randy Forbes from Virginia's 4th Congressional District, who speaks on behalf of the Trump campaign as a surrogate. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Brian?
We're doing very well. Okay, so we heard Donald Trump say he's going to be nice. Can you give me any kind of insight as to how he is preparing for these debates? We've heard some interesting things that he's not doing the actual mock debate all that much. He's spending some time talking about strategy. Otherwise, what do you know about all that?
Well, as you know, Brian, Mr. Trump has a different style of campaigning and a different style of debating, and most of what he has been successful with so far is to make sure that he is talking about the issues that are coming up at that debate. So I think the way he's going to go in, he's going to be preparing basically for issues. But I think the other thing is he realizes that the American people want to see a change in the direction of the country. They want to see some excitement. I think this 100 million people that you talked about and referenced who want to watch this debate, I think we all know if Ms. Clinton was debating Ms. Clinton, you wouldn't have probably 20 million people who'd want to watch that. But if you had a Donald Trump debating a Donald Trump, you'd probably have 100 million. So I think you're going to see an exciting debate, and I think he's going to talk about the need for us to change the direction of this country and to restore us back to where we have been and where we can go in the future. And that's what most people are turning in to watch.
We're told that moderator Lester Holt will direct most of the questions with regard to national security. Are you comfortable with Donald Trump as the commander-in-chief? Do you think he has a good enough knowledge of our national security concerns and what we need to do to defeat our foreign enemies?
You know, this is the lane that I run in and have run in my entire career. I chair the Sea Power Subcommittee on the Armed Services Committee. I chair the Readiness Subcommittee. And it's the thing that's nearest and dearest to my heart, but it's why I'm supporting Mr. Trump. And let me tell you this. If you look at all of the hype you'll see in debates, all of the things that both candidates may throw out, national security for the United States, the difference between a Clinton administration and a Trump administration, in my opinion, is going to come down to two things. I firmly believe Mr. Trump is going to hold generals accountable for their results, not their thoughts. And that's incredibly important because at the end of the day, I have watched as our military people time and time again have been chastised under this administration, not for their results, but for what they think and what they say. I think Donald Trump's going to let them put that on the table and get the best advice. And the second thing about that is, remember, the Obama administration came in, and most people don't realize this, they issued written gag orders where uniformed officers in the Pentagon and non-uniformed civilians working in there weren't even allowed to talk to members of Congress about the ramification of the cuts they were making to defense. I think that's going to change under a Trump administration. The second big thing, though, and this is vitally important for national security, regardless of what they talk about in the debates, it is likely that the challenges and the threats that we will face over the next 4 years, nobody is totally able to predict what they will be tonight. So it's important when it comes to national security that we have the ability to respond to those threats down the road, and that comes down to two things, capacity and capability. I believe because Mr. Trump has said he's going to rebuild the military, laid out a plan to do that, and we see what's happened under the Obama administration. I've watched. We've gone to the oldest and the smallest Air Force in the history of the country. We have had a Navy that is now being taxed and can only meet, in many instances, about 43% of the validated needs of our combatant commanders around the globe. We see where the Army and the Marine Corps has come. Mr. Trump is committed to rebuilding that so that the commander-in-chief will have those options when those threats come down. Yeah. And why are the options important? One, because it means saving American lives. That's why I'm excited about what I think we're going to see President Trump being able to do with national security.
You know, style does matter in these debates. I mean, substance, and I'm sure we'll get a lot of substance, but style matters as well. Here's what Charles Krauthammer had to say about what he thinks Donald Trump should do. I'd like your comment on it.
She's running an entire campaign on saying this is the scariest guy, unfit, out of control, who knows what he'll do tomorrow. If he can be up there for 90 minutes and be dull, he wins the debate.
Will we see a dull Donald Trump, or will we see the, you know, the sort of entertaining showman that we occasionally see out on the stump?
Well, I don't think the two of those necessarily are mutually exclusive. I don't think you're going to see an entertainer, but I don't think that means you're going to see a dull Donald Trump either. I think when you look at Hillary Clinton, she doesn't just represent a political machine. She is the political machine. And you can look at her, and she's going to be machine-like in what she says. Donald Trump is not that. Donald Trump is going to speak from his heart. He's going to speak from what he feels at that particular point in time. But I think what American people are going to see in him is an excitement. That's what's driving them to this campaign. They're going to see that he wants to change the direction of the country. And I think that's going to come out. So I don't think you're going to see that in a dullness. I think that's going to be an excitement. And when you go into a debate where a vast majority of America wants change, they don't want dull and machine. They want somebody that's going to come in there with that degree of excitement. But you can still do that and come across in a civil and a presidential-like way, and I believe that's what we'll see Donald Trump do tonight.
Do you have any concerns about Lester Holt, the moderator for this debate? There's a whole lot of focus on him, and there's some suggestion that he's being pressured to be some sort of quote-unquote fact-checker, even though with a lot of these issues, facts are debatable.
You know, I think that last part that you said is so accurate, that many of these facts are debatable, and I have seen these fact-check things happen in Congress, and the people just don't have the information sometime coming out. And it is almost impossible to have a referee in a debate who dares to say, I know what the facts are better than you know what the facts are. I think this should be a debate. We let both the candidates say what they believe and let the American people sort out what they think is factually accurate and not at the end, and also to sort out which direction they want the country to go.
All right. Well, listen, we'll be watching with great interest and see how it all goes. Thank you for joining us, Congressman Randy Forbes from Virginia's 4th Congressional District.